Joplin Blasters Baseball and at ESPNJoplin.com. Let's go back live to the diamond. Here's the voice of the Blasters, Sean Thiemann.
Blasters pregame show rolls along from Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin, where tonight it's game two against the Amarillo Thunderheads to wrap up a brief series and a five-game homestand. Joplin won last night 10-3 over the Thunderheads. Now goes into the evening tied for first place in the South with the Wichita Wingnuts, both teams at 7-3. Thunderheads enter play tonight 6-5. Sean Thiemann joined on the pregame show by Cuban-born Oscar Mesa, who had a home run and seemingly has broken out of an early season slump. How good did that home run to right field feel last night?
Feel pretty good for me and for my team, because we was close in the game, and I put in the game more open for a pitcher and my team mates.
Yeah, that made it a 4-0 game through three. You went on to score 5 in the seventh inning and opened it up 10-1 before winning that game 10-3. What do you think were some of your issues at the plate early on in the season? Now the last five games you've been batting over 330. What were some of the early troubles for you?
I don't know. I'm just started the season. I didn't feel like comfortable at bat. Now my manager and my friends, my teammates, Yasser, and they helped me out with my technique at bat, and I feel better now. I feel more comfortable, and I hope I'm doing better in future games.
Well, this game is such a hard game. I try to tell my 9-year-old son, Javi, how difficult it is not only to pitch and field, but even more so to hit. And you're going to go through slumps, right?
Yeah,
and how do you keep your mind right moving forward, thinking this will end at some point, I'll start hitting the ball better?
It's all the time you're trying to think you are better than that. You're trying to keep your mind calm, and then in one time you will be doing good, because if you're doing before, you will do it again, you know. So just stay calm and work in the thing you're doing bad or wrong, you know, and then trying to do the right things and working my hitting, and that will happen, you know. It's baseball, just that.
Blasters outfielder Oscar Mesa, our pregame show guest here, Joplin, ready to tangle on this five-game homestand, wrap it up against the Amarillo Thunderheads. First pitch coming up at 6:35. You were born in Cuba. When did you become a switch hitter? Was that early in life? And are there a lot of guys down there in that country switch hitting? We know a lot of good baseball players have come from that country.
Yeah, I started with 12 years old with a hitting coach. It's the same hitting coach as Kendrick Morales, and he helped me a lot. So, and I feel grateful for that, because he all the time tell me, hey, you need to hit both sides, because I run fast, and then sometimes I feel bad on one side. I say, no, you stay, and even if I'm not doing good, just stay and keep it up.
Are you more comfortable left or right, or does it not matter?
Doesn't not matter, but normally I go more on lefty, left side, because it's more righty pitchers, so I feel more comfortable the left side.
When you arrived to the United States 2013 to play for the El Paso Diablos in this same league, was the baseball in this league comparative to what you saw as a youngster playing in the Cuban National Series?
I think the Latin countries, the baseball is different, and here is more like right, you know, like we play like baseball like what it is, you know. We play, we bond, we're doing the right things every time in the game. Every player do one thing at a time, you know. Some teams in Cuba do that too, but in the general, in the baseball, for general baseball in Cuba, it's not like that. Here, yeah, it's more organized, like.
Yeah, specialized.
Yes.
Regimented.
Yeah, it's like that. I think so, you know. But it's pretty good baseball. It's high, you know, high-class baseball too. So it's good players. You know that. It's every Cuban player coming here and play MLB, or Dominican guys or Venezuelan guys, are pretty good. So very good baseball, too.
Four Cubans on the Joplin Blasters. You knew one of them from your days as a youngster, and in fact, you're rooming with him on the road and whatnot. 35-year-old Yasser Gomez, is he the old man, grandpa of this team?
He's a pretty good friend because he was a roommate with my brother in Industriales in Cuba, in Havana. He was a roommate for my brother, and I meet him when I was 8 years old, something like that, and I feel very, very, very happy with him. Like a roommate, you know, and he's a very good friend, and he helped me a lot with my hitting. So I feel happy now with all the Cuban here, Martinez and Sanchez too, very good friends. We are very good. We have a very good relation together.
What do you make of this team through the first 10 games, 7-3 record? Seems like you guys have clicked pretty well here early on.
Yeah, I think we will be doing great if we keep playing like that. We have very good players in the team. The manager is pretty good, you know. So we just trying to keep the mind stronger and keep going in the game. And we will be doing good. The pitcher is very good. The hitting, the defense, all is pretty good. So we were doing great if we keep it like that.
Thanks for playing catch with my son last week. And congratulations on the homer last night. 1-for-1, and you have 5 RBIs, a couple of sacrifice flies that drove in runs from third as well. Thanks for your time, Oscar.
Thank you.
Oscar Mesa, the Joplin Blasters outfielder on our Blasters pregame show. We'll take a timeout, come back with more after this to Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin on WMBH 1560.